Oh, good morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so cold. No, please stop squirming. I know my hands are like ice, but the small of your back is so warm. Oh my gosh. If I could shiver, my fangs would be chattering. Just a little sip of blood to get my heart started, please. It's snowing out there. You know I would just have a hot chocolate if I could. Well, fine. Then you're carrying me up the stairs. Up, mister. Now. Oh, we never should have moved in together. Longer nights, you said. Split the bills, you said. And you neglected to mention it gets so cold that I have to text you every 15 minutes while I'm out. Just so I know you haven't fallen into a coma. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not actually mad at you. I'm just being bratty. Hey, seriously. I don't regret anything. Getting to see you every single day is the best. And besides, the city is like hunting ground heaven. Everything's open late, so many people. And I know I'm a lot for you to get used to. Oh, don't start with that. It said right on my profile I was a predator of the night. It's not my fault you didn't read between the lines. Oh, thanks, honey. I wouldn't change you for the world either. But I could, just saying. No, where are you going? I didn't say you could go wash the dishes. You can either go to the kitchen wearing me like a backpack, or you can get under the blanket with me. I can't exactly heat it up myself. I need you to toast me, baby. Ah, I like it when you tuck me in with you on top. My big, strong, significant other slash heating pad. But the electric blanket isn't as much fun. When we cuddle, I can feel your blood circulation. It's so comforting, just hearing your heartbeat. Fine, fine. I know the buckles on my dress are digging into you, but I just laid down. Can you please get me my reindeer sweater? Pretty please? I will reluctantly let you up so long as you do my bidding. Mwahaha. And sweatpants and the fuzzy socks. Hey, do that thing where you put my clothes under your shirt to heat them up. Thank you, honey. I like you. Want to earn some extra super brownie points? Can you rub my legs? I was walking in the snow and my circulation is all messed up. I feel like my toes are full of slushy. Fuzzy socks first. Ah, thank you. Go on. How was your night off? Oh, how were they? I haven't had pancakes in so long. Were they buttery? Oh, I'm so jealous. You know, blood is blood. It's your favorite meal. Every day. Forever. No, mister, we're talking about you. You said you went shopping. Where did you go? Oh, which bookstore? Oh, that's just divine. Keep rubbing that, whatever that's called. Huh, that's all? Did you play video games all night while I was gone? Cutie, there's no reason to be embarrassed. It's not that I don't like them. They just hurt my eyes and all. Give me a hot bath and a book anytime. That's what I would do all night if I didn't have to go out. Give me some of that room service. Darling, just a thimble of blood, please. Well, yeah, I had some while I was out, but they'd just come in from the cold, and I had to walk home after that. It's gone all thick and stodgy. What do you mean, not yet? But baby, I'm so impatient. You're making things very difficult, but I'm trying to not be mad. I'm trying to not be such a monster. Listen, try not to be creeped out, but ever since the weather turned cold, I've been having difficulty keeping myself in line. Everything gets so hazy. And then I come through the door and I get that blast of warm air, and then we're hugging and kissing, and it's such a rush. Makes me feel so alive. Every inch of me wants all of you. As soon as I saw you, I just wanted to nom you, like hard. It scares me so much that you can't stop me. You could lose a lot of blood before I came to my senses. No, it's worse because I like you. It's worse because it's your blood. Because I love you. Everything I like about you, every time you've made me laugh, all the dates we've been on, all the fun we've had, it's in you, and it tastes like nothing else. Like, remember when I fed on you right after you pulled me out of that snowdrift? When I came to and I realized that I would have just hibernated there until the sun rose and I tasted you? All I could think was, more, more, more. How could I ever get enough of that feeling? And it's getting worse. Getting harder, I mean. Every time I ask for a drink, I keep thinking to myself, I could just mesmerize you. I'm so tempted to ask in a way that really isn't asking. Like, I'm going to stop. I know your donations are pretty draining, so I'm changing the rules. I can't keep pestering you. You tell me when it's okay, and that'll be that. No. Stop smiling. What do you mean no? Are you sure it's okay? This doesn't weird you out or, like, scare you? I still think you're crazy, but thank you. I've got this nightmare that you'll just wake up in the middle of the day and look over at me and just, like, recoil at this thing in your bed and probably, like, set me on fire or something. You had to have thought about that. If not when we first met, then that time I came home covered in blood. It was a big misunderstanding, but still, I must have looked like a demon. Well, I don't believe you. And would you stop smiling? What have you got there? Mirrored contact lenses? Why? Oh, that's weird looking. Okay, well, gosh, wait. It's like I can't get a read on you when you're wearing those. No, I shouldn't. What if it doesn't work? Okay. Touch your nose. Touch your nose. Show me your neck. Wow. Nothing. I've never heard of something like that. Baby, I love them. Will you wear them when you invite me in? Just until spring, and I can think straight. Hey, baby. Do you love me? My goodness, I love you too. I know you've said it 100 times, but you know, it's hard to be sure. So, tell me more about this bookstore that sells mirrored contacts. Did you pick out anything else? No, this isn't a bookstore to help vampires. No, what were you thinking? Do you know what those people do? Hunters would kill me. Of course they'd kill you. How could you do that? How do you know? But I'm not vegetarian. I drink human blood. Well, is that what they call it? When you don't, when a vampire doesn't. Well, you paid with cash, right? Didn't use your name? Okay, cool. So now, if you ever lose a contact, you're going shopping at fucking Van Helsing Mart. Are there pre-sharpened steaks there, or do they just sell ash stabs? Oh shit, I was joking, but damn. What else they got? Is that a rosary? Like, a lot of rosary? How do these work? You just start on one bead and... No, it kind of tingles, not in a bad way. Why did you get this? Oh my. That's what it does. Do you really want to tie me up? Yes. Yes, of course, or at least try it. Hey, I'm just a simple down-home creature of the night. If that rope's strong enough to hold me, let's do it. I just, I guess I didn't see you as a dom, baby. But I could, I think. If you could walk the walk, tell you what, I'll use your safety words. You're the boss. I'll tell you if you go too far. Gosh, I'm kind of horny nervous. Is that how you feel when I'm mistress of the night? Oh, of course. I apologize, sir. Oh, I apologize, huntsman. I mean, if that's what you want to be called, sure, why not? Oh, holy shit, put that cross down. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, huntsman. Okay, wow, fuck. You're in charge. My hands, they're yours. No, that can actually be tighter. A little tighter. Do you have the shears? Okay, good. I'm impressed. You must have been paying attention. I don't think I can move either of my arms. Are you certain, huntsman? I can be very strong. I can't do it, huntsman. You've bound me. Now what are you going to do with me? Oh, please don't leave me here, huntsman. I need you. What? No! Pineapple! Shit, the curtain is a big no-no for me. I know it's still dark out there, but that's scary. I check my phone like 3 times before I open the door to make sure the sun set. No, leave the rosary, it's fine. I get a little spooked. Can you hold me for a moment? This feels good to me. I think my heart's beating a little, actually. It's so different, wondering if I'm safe with you instead of if you're safe with me. But I know I am. You're good to me. Just... No, the cross was fine. I mean, I didn't like it, but I was being a bad little vampire. We should make a harness out of that rosary some. It feels crazy. Each bead, like, alternates hot and cold. You're doing a really good job. We're just trying to figure out where the limits are. For now, let's stay away from the window. You might have been joking. And maybe you can stand next to it if I'm really, really being a brat. But just don't reach for the curtain. Okay. But everything up to that was okay. Yeah. Can keep going. I'd love to. I've never gotten to do this before. So huntsman, please don't hurt me. I'll do anything. I can give you immortal life, huntsman. I can make you my prince of darkness. Ah! So forceful. Does that piss you off, huntsman, when I try to corrupt you? Are you going to gag me to keep your little crusader ears pure? Or are you going to whip the insolence out of me? Oh, going to tether me down, huh? I knew I was going to pay for it when you installed those rings under the couch. You got me right where you want me now, huntsman. Show me what you've got. Hey, I'm talking to you. What's in the kitchen? I swear to God, if I hear the sink running, I'm going to scream. Don't you do the fucking dishes. You've got a horny little vampire tied up over here. Hello? What's that? I can't believe you. No, garlic bread has to be against the rules, Huntsman. So it has come to this. What now? Oh, come on. You know if you eat that, you're going to stink for weeks. Don't do it. No. No. Come on, stupid flooring. What did you anchor this thing with? A railroad spike? How long have you been planning this? Stop. Please. Please, Huntsman. Please, please, don't bring it close to me. Please don't do it. No, 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 don't eat it. Don't touch me with it. Please, please. Tell me what you want. Please. Yes, of course, Huntsman. Anything you want. Anything. Oh. Huntsman, you're looking very powerful down there. Very powerful indeed. May I give it a kiss, Huntsman? Oh, yes. I'll have to work extra hard to please you without my hands. Oh. I guess you're going to gag me after all. Please use me. Yes, sir. Yes, Huntsman. Break me. Oh, grab my hair. God, I can feel your blood surging. I'm such a slut for you. Are you getting close, Huntsman? Do you want it slow or sloppy? Come for me. Do it. Look at my Huntsman. Look at your pretty little monster. Your pretty little vampire. Come on my face. Please, Huntsman, mark your prey. Did you like that, Huntsman? Your little submissive prey, so eager to please. Huntsman? No, you can lean on me. I'll prop up a little on my elbows. You won't hurt me. Oh, Huntsman, what are you gonna do? Do you want my pussy? I was wondering why you didn't tie my legs together. You wanted me to spread them for you. Oh, I'm so wet, Huntsman. I'm so ready. Oh, your fingers. Oh, you're so warm. Oh, Huntsman, that feels so good. did you break me into a good submissive little vampire? Oh, yes, please hold me tight. Oh, kiss my neck and rub me there. Oh, Huntsman. Huntsman. Oh, you're such a good man. And I'm such a mess. Oh, I'm yours. I just want to be yours. Really, baby? You want me to bite you? Huntsman. Oh, please keep rubbing. Please keep rubbing. Can I do it now, Huntsman? Did you like that as much as it looks like you did? It was breathtaking, baby. I still can't believe you found a way to make garlic bread kinky. And you will pay for that when it's my turn to tie you up. I don't know. Since this was your first time, maybe you've some catching up to do. But it gives me lots and lots of time to plan. Oh, and Huntsman, could you untie me, please? It's not fair getting fondled without getting to do any fondling myself. Thank you.